Thank you very much, and the best to you as well. I have to leave it there for 1 second because we have a caller on the line here. I've kind of hold on now till I get linked up here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
That's a bad cough you have.
Oh, love. Is that Mary?
It is.
How are you doing, Mary? Bobby McDade.
Hello, Bobby. How are you?
How are you? Am I on the line or not?
You are.
Oh, thank you. That's unfortunate. Yeah.
You're on radio, you know.
I just want to congratulate you on your good work and all.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Bobby.
Just on behalf of everyone at ECR, I'd like to wish everybody on WCR good luck. Hugo and Lucy, Danny Kelly, yourself, Mary Gallagher, and all this. Hello.
That was okay. Sorry, just somebody lifted the wrong phone, Bobby.
I know you're all feeling dejected and depressed tonight, Mary, just the same as ourselves and Eric Kenny, but we just have to live with it, I suppose.
It's been very emotional today, Bobby,
I must
admit.
So. There was a lot of tears shed about our company, too.
I'd imagine so, yeah. I spoke with Ian yesterday, but...
I knew that. I was there at the factory at the time you had rang him, Mary.
Yeah.
My personal wish, Mary, is that whoever gets to the United States will be one of the people that put their head in the block the last few years and provided a service for the people and don't go on the local radio. So I would hope that at least that some one of us gets it, not somebody that doesn't know anything about the business.
Well, that's true, given the amount of work we put into it. One point, Bobby, while in America with Ian, we were travelling, we've been shown around a radio station there. Ian probably told you about this. And it was funny because when we explained to them about the situation here in Ireland, the legislation, and that by early 1989, it would be, we thought at that stage, one or other of us, they were highly amused that Ian and I could be so friendly,
yeah,
knowing that one or other of us would be knocked out.
I suppose you'd call it friendly rivalry, maybe.
Right, which is just competitors like any other business.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's always been the policy, Hugo Boyce's policy, like to be openly competitive on that, and I'm sure you've found him.
We never had any hassle, we always could talk to each other, and we could bring it to each other with different things, and that's the way it should have been, and I'm glad it was that way. I just want to, on behalf of everybody on DCR, wish everybody in NWCR success in 1989, and I hope that everything works out for them, and I'd like to wish yourself, Mary, and all your family and all the staff, and indeed all your listeners, a very happy and peaceful New Year.
Bobby, that's a lovely gesture, and may we return compliment to you. Thank you very much. All the best. Bye-bye now. Thank you. Bobby McJade, the managing director there of DCR, Donegal Community Radio, which is based in Letterkenny in County Donegal. And, of course, they, like ourselves, had to cease broadcasting. They did it last night, and now it's our turn. But that was a nice gesture. Thank you very much again to Bobby McDade. I'll continue with the requests. A very special hello now to Rose and Danny Begley down there in Irish Green Street, Limavady. Michael O'Brien's your favourite, Rose always has been, and I couldn't but do the honours tonight for you. Don't forget, Bridget Patton, you're included in this as well. Your family say you're the best mother in the world, and they wish you all the best in the new year. It's also for James and Sarah McGrory and their family out in Dunree, the Dunree Bar. And it's also for Mrs. Kelly and Nicky.
When the girl in your arms is the girl in your heart, then you've got everything. When you're holding it in, you've been dreaming your hope. You're as rich as a with the love of your life, spend a lifetime of love, make her yours in your heart, then you've got everything. When you're holding a dream, you've been dreaming your soul. You're as rich as a king. tight and never let you go. Day and night, let her know you love her so. With the love of your life, spend a lifetime of love. Make her yours forevermore. Make her yours forevermore.
Michael O'Brien. It's 11:51 here on NWCR on this, the 31st of December, 1988. Not long left, and we're into a brand new year. A very special request this time for Bernie Maxwell and the children, and it comes from Bernie and Betty. And it's also for John James, Charles, Lindsay, and Big John and Kitty. And it's for Sissy and Danny Lafferty, Church Bray Fawn. Happy New Year to you from all the family. And it's for Billy Coyle's mother. Here on holiday from, Billy Coyle's mother, she's here on holiday from Lancaster, and she's staying down there with Billy and Susie down in Castle Avenue. Best wishes to you. You're welcome to Fulcrana. I hope you enjoy yourself, and hope you enjoyed what bit of NWCR you could manage to hear. Mrs. Corbett, I think Billy brought you over some tapes of the radio station to enjoy. So best wishes to you for the new year. Dominic Kirwan, another fine singer, and we're going to listen to Noreen Bond this time. And can I make a special dedication this time, because there are lots of people. Just had a phone call from Dunlow to say that there are lots of people tuned in to Dunlow because it's our very last night, and they wanted to tune in very specially. So to all the crowd in Ranafast and Annagrey and Lochinure and Dunlow and Mara Meelan and Mina Crosh that listen in to us, I won't begin to name all of you. And of course I will say hello to my own family as well, to Pat Ann and the children, to Breach Frank, Noreen, James Jared, Bridget Joe, and all the gang that listen in to us, especially on the Saturday Night Late Show. Best wishes for the new year to all of you, and hello to Naomi as well.
Hello, Chicago. There's a wee house in the glen where dwells an Irish calling. Charm the hearts of men. She was winsome, fair and hearty, shining graceful as the fawn. Neighbors loved that widow's daughter, happy laughing, no. And one day there came a letter with her passage prayed to go to a land where the Missouri and the Mississippi flow.
Ronaramuk, Ta and Pamakacha, Majerthur Skull. looks to McCree Lodger. Elvis is talking to Baby Abel the Conch. The time has come, I'm afraid, for us to leave you. And once more to say thank you to all of you. There's so many, many of you that I could mention, that I'd love to mention, but I just would not be able to remember your names. Just to say thank you for the past 22 months, for listening, for phoning, for writing, for just being there and being such good crack. You tolerated our mistakes. You tolerated the fact that I had enough chat in me for four row of teeth. I must thank Tessa Johnson for saying that. I had, and I could talk all night. I'll give an arm and a leg to have five more minutes to chat to you. I don't have it. I'm sorry. So, Sharon O'Kasmana, that's going to be on. I'm Shaharish. Bye.
To the end of broadcasting here, Northwest Community Radio, in Buncrana, County Donegal. Very sad moment for us all here, so I'd like to thank earlier on there Dunn Henderson and Big Mal, and of course the person who took us out here was the last record, Mary Gallagher. I'd like to thank her very much. She's also a newsreader, does news and Irish secretary. Thank you there to Mary Gallagher. Hugo Boyce here, opened the station with Jackie Crossan 3 years ago, closing her here tonight on a very sad note. A few people I'd like to thank personally: John Foster, Grinavalia, for Jim, for the use of his lamb. Joe Caterson up there in Kesselfin, and his good wife, also for the use of the lamb. The Doherty family, Clumbeg, for the use of their buildings. Willie Bradley, up there in Clonglash, or Clumbeg, for the use of his land also. I'd like to thank his son, Charlie, who went up in 10 foot of snow, nice to keep the transmitter going so the people of the Northwest could hear us. I'd also like to thank the Buncrana man, that sent a cheque unto me for £500. I don't want to say his name because I know he wouldn't want it himself. So from myself and Lucy to that man and his family, thank you very, very much, and thank you for sending us the best wishes and hope that we get the franchise. I'd like to thank DCR and Letterkenny and KTOK down in Donegal Town, also Radio North and Carolina, for all their best wishes to us here in the NWCR. NWCR had a certain type of magic for the last 3 years that I'll say no other station was out running down on me, and Ireland had. That type of magic was due to the DJs, the staff, the telecoms, everyone connected with Northwest Community Radio. They had goodness and love in their hearts for the radio, for the people that they broadcast to. That's what made NWCR with that little magic. They lifted people's hearts. They give them something that nurses, doctors, psychiatrists couldn't give them. I'm not helping the medical profession, because nobody appreciates the medical profession more than myself. But that magic comes tonight. And I really hope, that's my New Year's wish, that everyone gets a franchise for broadcasting in North Donegal, that they do not go and have high-flutin' DJs, high-flutin' programs, that they go out to the people as the people, to not be bothering people, and go out with entertaining programs, local information, and playing the ordinary music that the people of the Northwest wants. To you, the listeners who have listened to us for the last 3 years, a big thank you from the bottom of my heart. We have made NWCR, because if you don't have listeners, you don't have a station. To everyone that helped in any way to make NWCR the station that it is today, a big thank you. This is my last and final message. I'd like to thank my wife Lucy and my family for all the help they have given me. And I'd also like to say thank you to Jackie Grossman, who was with me at the very start from the end of the show. I hope I haven't left anybody out. also for all the gifts from everybody, a big thank you. This is my last statement on NWCR. We're going to finish off live with Auld Lang Syne. Over the past 3 years, you have been listening to Northwest Community Radio, an independent, non-political, non-sectarian, sectarian radio station.
Everybody is. Everybody is.
Yeah.